Welcome back. Today is Friday, February 20th, 2026, here on Back to Back Podcast, Trek Podcast of Joy of Gozo. I wanted to talk about an experience that I had with God recently that gave me a lot of hope and a lot of perspective that I needed. I was driving out to see my beautiful wife and kids. We were having lunch out there in Manhattan Beach. Girls met Rochelle there. Rochelle and David drove out there together. And I met them there about 1 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon. Beautiful, beautiful day. Saw some protests against ICE, which gave me a lot of courage. Felt, even though it's Manhattan Beach, you know, a lot of rich people there. I don't know, I felt at home. It's kind of interesting. Haven't been in that area much. Rochelle has some friends that live down there, so it was nice. The beach was just gorgeous. The day was beautiful. I walked for a long time from where I parked to the restaurant. But on my drive there, I had this, and I've had these before many times. It wasn't a vision. It was more like a voice from heaven, God talking to me. God saying, basically he was saying, it's going to be okay, son. It's going to be okay. Because I think all that day and all that week, maybe even just for months, I hadn't heard God talk to me in that way in a while. Maybe it'd been a few years, maybe, I don't know. But there have been so many things on my mind, wondering, man, is this going to be okay? Is that going to work out? What's going to happen? Just questioning and not doubting, but definitely wondering. And that day, I wasn't really asking God or praying, per se. I was just driving. But I must say that when I was getting closer to the restaurant, I kind of felt this peace. I almost remember this little hill that I was going over. I forget what street I was on. And as soon as I kind of went over that hill, like I felt peace, and then I heard this voice. I heard God say, I got you. It's going to be okay. You're free. I think that's really what it was. It was a sense of freedom. I hadn't felt free. I felt like I was in a cage, like in jail, emotionally and maybe even in my mind. And as I was driving, yeah, I heard God say, you're free. You're free to roam around the country. You're free, David. You're free. You don't have to be a slave to fear anymore, slave to wondering or to worry, to your past, to your present. You don't have to be a slave anymore. You're free. I got you. And man, I'm telling you, it was such a beautiful, beautiful moment. I literally felt the weight come off. And it hasn't come back on since. I have felt free ever since, been now a few months. Just free. So amazing. Like when the disciples were in the boat with Jesus and the storms were crazy and Jesus was asleep, and the disciples thought they were dying, they were perishing, and they wake him up and say, don't you care? And then he calms the storms, and he says, why do you doubt, oh, you of little faith? And they worshiped him and said, who is this man that even the waves obey him? It's kind of like that. It felt like that, like the leaves of that area, just the trees and the wind and the ocean breeze. It was all just calm. Like I didn't feel the storms anymore. And like I said, ever since then I have felt calm. Nothing new has happened. Nothing. I haven't won the lottery or lost 20 pounds or I don't drive a Cybertruck, which is what I want. My ministry isn't 10 times the size, or I'm not a new person. But I feel this freedom that I had been lacking. And I was listening to, the reason why I'm going over this with you is because I was just listening to one of my boxer that I follow, Rolly Romero. He fought Ryan a few months ago, like a year ago. Poor Ryan lost. And so then Rolly was talking about an experience he had with God, and he, when he was homeless, and how his sister wasn't, I guess they didn't have a relationship, and he got into a fight with his dad and all these terrible things, and then God spoke to him. And it just reminded me of how many times God has spoken to me. It's not every week or every month or even every year, but he definitely has spoken to me a few times in my life. And he spoke to me, like I said, just recently. And, you know, today I'm kind of a little bit of, not too much, wondering, okay, Lord, where are you and what are you doing in my life? But I don't really, I'm not asking that question really too deeply, because God told me just recently, I got you. You're free. You're free. I am free. I am free. I'm no longer bound. I'm no longer a slave to fear, to worry, to man. I am a slave to Christ. I am a slave of Christ. He is my master. He is my owner. I belong to Jesus, and he can calm the storms. And he has so many storms. He has calmed. He has calmed so many storms recently in my life. I mean, I would say in the last 2, 3, 4 years, amazing, just unbelievable. Now, there are some things that I still don't know what he's going to do, but he's got it. That day he told me, son, I got it. I got you. And because I have you, you can be free. You don't have to carry this weight. You don't have to carry this worry. You don't have to wonder who and how and when. I got you. I got it. And here's the thing. Ever since then, there have been some kind of difficult things that have happened in my life. Some relationship stuff and some things that I was hoping for. Some things that made me feel bad. Some money stuff that happened. But even in spite of that, I hang on to what Jesus told me. I got you. I got you, David. Don't worry about these small losses, because I have a big win for you. I don't know what that means. He didn't promise me anything specifically, but like I said, it's mostly freedom. That's the big reward that I have, is the freedom. Like he says in his word, that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. There are burdens still. There are still yokes that I carry, like you, like we all do, but they're lighter because it's Jesus who's with me. And so I guess if you're dealing with similar things, with stuff like this, and you haven't heard from God yet, maybe this episode is that voice from heaven to tell you that God's got it. You can be free. You can roam around the country without a worry in the world, without a care in the world. You might say, what do you mean? I still have to pay bills, and I have to still take care of my mom and my kids and school, and work is terrible and all these things. No matter what, God's got it. No matter what you can bring to him, no matter what you are dealing with, God's got it. And that's the message that he gave me, and I believe it's for all of us. I got you, son. I got you, daughter. So that's it. I'm going to hang on to that until the promise is fulfilled, whatever God has in store. I'm ready for it. And same with you. Don't stop believing, as the song says. Keep believing in the promises of God. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.